All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, July 26th of 2025. Looking ahead here, have a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend. So we had golf round three get underway already. MMA started about 30 minutes ago. Good luck to all of you playing those slates. We have a two-game early MLB slate in about 30 minutes here. We have an 11-game MLB main slate later this evening. We have Xfinity later this afternoon, and then also a two-game WNBA slate. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our Sim Alert channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays here at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or early afternoon, depending on where you are. Going to get SaberSim pulled up here. We did have one question come in prior to the show. This one came in from Snowman, who looks to be here. What's going on, Snowman? So first question of the day. I think it is harder to get my lineups into DK using a CSV. Help me learn how to do it better. Thanks. Yeah, for sure. So this process, we've tried to simplify it as much as possible to make this very, very easy. Now, the first thing you need to do is you need to sign in to, say, DraftKings, which is what was in the question here, on the same browser you are using SaberSim. Okay, so I'm using SaberSim right now in Chrome. I need to effectively just like open a new tab and sign into DK on Chrome. Okay, you don't need to have the tab open, but you need to be signed in, all right? So when you're signed in, we're able to link your slates that you're playing with SaberSim, okay? So it's effectively what happens. SaberSim asks DraftKings, hey, what entries does this user have on this slate? And then we pull it in, okay? So that's why we need that. It's effectively like think of it as like an open line of communication. All right, so now that you're signed in, to DK, right? Next step, you need to reserve entries for the slate, okay? In our SaberSim tutorial section, we have this how to reserve entries video. I would check this out. Okay, I'm going to drop it here in the chat. You can also find it in the app. Okay, how to reserve entries, right? Some people like to do it on a desktop, and that's totally okay. So either way, you know, whatever way fits you the best, reserve entries for the slate, okay? So here in this example, I've already reserved one entry for this upcoming showdown just as a demo, okay? So now that I am signed into DK, now that I have a reserved entry for this slate, I go to this upload icon in the top left here. If you hover it, it'll say upload entries for this slate. Then all I do is I click this download template file from DraftKings button. Okay. This is SaberSim saying, hey, DraftKings, this user is saying they are playing the Philly New York showdown slate. What do you have for them? Right. And then DraftKings says, hey, you know, these are the contests that they're playing. I drag and drop it into SaberSim. And then now if I go over to the contest tab, so now, according to DraftKings and SaberSim, I have one entry in this one contest, okay? That is how you get your lineups from DK into SaberSim, all right? So then we go to our build, and let's say we run some lineups. Okay, two adjustments, two projections, turns build lineup screen. All All right. Build is almost done. Let this sim run real quick. All right, cool. So let's say we go through this and we ultimately end up being happy with the lineup that we get, right? Okay, perfect. So what I need to do is assign the... That's weird. I thought we did this. Hold on. I'm just going to hard refresh here. There was an issue with the Philly New York slate, just so you guys know. Our team did fix it. But I'm wondering if I'm still running into the issue. Okay, I'm at one contest. Check. Oh, it's not checked. There we go. I think because it wasn't checked was the problem. But we'll try one more time. Looks good. Back to my lineups. Some reason it's not recognizing it. I don't know if it's because it's custom or what. There is another option here. I could just download the actual lineup. And I'll just like mimic what's supposed to happen. So this is the file I got from DK. This. And then what I would do is copy and paste the lineup into here, that. So this is what saving does. It takes the player IDs and then puts them into the file. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I think it's because we had two slates. We could just start over. We could like do the main slate. There was something wrong with this showdown, so I apologize. Let's do the early slate because there's nothing wrong with this. All right. I'm going to go enter the early slate real quick. Two gamer starting up pretty soon here. Okay. So I just reserved entries on my phone. So I go to the upload icon, download template file, drag and drop, right? Going to run through the steps we've already done a little bit faster. Contest update. I have one contest with one entry. Okay, perfect. Go build. So we're getting back to the step we were effectively at. Okay, so in this scenario, I got a group already, and my contest is assigned to the group. That's because I have the custom lineup group template in use. This is the one we recommend using. But anyways, let's say I'm happy with this lineup, right? Okay, all I need to do is, since this is already assigned here, right? I click save. The lineup goes into the contest. Now, there's two options here. Either one, you can open DK manually, or if you right-click on the download icon, you can turn on Open DFS Site on Download. If you don't know where to go, I would recommend turning this on. Because when I click this download icon, it's going to pop open DK, and it's going to take me to the page I need to go to upload this file. So I go to Upload, I grab the latest file here, and then I successfully upload it. Okay, so just to walk through that one more time. open DK, like sign in, go to the slate you're playing, reserve entries on your phone or computer. You import your entry file. You build your lineups. You save your lineups to your contest. You click download. It'll be lit up green. I recommend once you're on DK, you click upload. So that's how you do it end to end. We do have some tutorials on that. I know I talked about the reserve entries one. This, how to enter your lineups into your contest on desktop. This one, this article has end to end tutorials like that for DK, for FanDuel. And then we also have it for mobile. There's DraftKings and FanDuel on mobile as well. So check those out. But that is effectively the end-to-end process. Sorry for using a slate. That was we were having trouble with already. I know it was a little bit of a hiccup there. But if there are more questions, let me know and we can walk through that further. All right. Caught up in office hours. So that's good. We kind of did like an end-to-end process here, but we didn't really talk like any strategy or anything, so I don't really want to count that. Usually on Saturdays, we try to do MMA, but MMA did start early today, so we are going to go back to the MLB main slate for later this afternoon. So I'm going to pull up this main slate. All right, I'm going to go to build lineups. So big 11-game main slate, like kind of in the evening here. Seems like very rare for a Saturday. Usually we see like a lot of Saturday day games. So kind of surprised, all things considered, but we will roll with it. So 11-game main, going to make two adjustments, two projections. Going to turn on our don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. I'm only going to build 500 lineups for this demo, and then we are going to kick this off. All right, so we will let this run. So letting the builder do its thing. Sometimes it takes a little bit to kick off. It's a lot of games, a lot of sims, a lot of correlation. But it is running. All right. So lineups are built. Check. Contest sim. Looks like it's running. Check. Diversifier is running. Check. We're going to change lineups to 20 here. We will build 20 lineups for this example. All right. So, doing pretty good here so far. So we didn't do too much up front, right? Minimum two required adjustments, one rule, no changes to Bittermax salary, no change, no filters, no slider changes, anything like that. Click to build, let the sim run using portfolio mode here, right? We have our pool of lineups. And to me, we're about ready to start analyzing these lineups. So I come in. I always keep ownership, exposure, and leverage grouped together. That way I could see, how much exposure versus ownership I have, how much leverage I have on the field, and just kind of get a good sense for, like, what stands I'm taking, right? So I like to start with like a zoomed out approach. Like, hey, do my lineups, are my lineups stacking? And it looks like they are, right? 5-2, 5-3, 4-3, 5-4-2, right? A lot of correlation there. Good. Go over to team stacks. Who are we taking stands on? Well, it looks like we're taking some stands on Baltimore and Minnesota, right? These are like the two big ones standing out, 40%, 35%, and then no one else lower than 15. Okay, well, what if we sort by projected runs? All right, well, Baltimore, Minnesota, two of the top three projected run teams. That's great. I like to scroll down to the bottom, making sure we're not taking too many shots on some of these lower projected teams. And we're not, you know, one lineup, three lineups, one lineup, two lineup. Doesn't seem that bad. Now, other things I'll do is just come in and check out my five stacks. So Baltimore, Minnesota, that's good. More Baltimore. More Minnesota three stacks, and then Minnesota two stacks, right? Some Baltimore, but this basically tells me, although Baltimore and Minnesota are kind of equal, we have way more Baltimore five stacks. So it's just good to know, like, hey, we actually do care a little bit more about Baltimore here, even though the exposures are kind of close. All right, jump over to players. I'm going to go through my pitchers first. So one stand on Robbie Ray. He does look to be second highest projected pitcher. Notice he's a little bit lower the salary than like Hunter Brown and Crochet and Joe Ryan and Bubich, right? So good projection, a little bit of salary relief here. He is the third highest value pitcher, but he is a value with a high projection, right? Some of these other pitchers, 13 points, 13 and a half. And so he's third highest value, but 19 raw projection, right? So kind of makes sense that we're getting to him. So I think that's fine. Everybody else, single digit leverage, plus or minus. So some small stands in either direction. I like to let SaberSim handle those. Go over to batters. No batter in more than 30% of our lineups. We're taking one stand on Lenin Sosa, eight hitter. He's in three lineups. He just has kind of a low ownership. Three lineups doesn't feel that bad. Looks like the White Sox are just kind of low owned, and SaberSim likes them a little bit here. So I see that feels okay to me. But for all of our higher exposure players, right, Baltimore, looks like maybe some one-offs with like Burleson, Tucker, right, big power hitters, good teams. So they seem okay. You know, nothing looks bad, right? Nothing standing out as like, whoa, this looks weird, right? Which is effectively what we're trying to just make sure, you know, QAing this, make sure it all looks okay. For me, I wouldn't make any other adjustments. I really like the way this looks. You could make adjustments at this point, right? Minimax exposures, things like that to just kind of personalize these lineups. But for me, feels good. So I would be ready to save these and upload them to my contests. All right. Taking a peek here. Looks like we're caught up in office hours, caught up in the chat here. Did this demo for MLB main slate and early slate, talking like CSVs and stuff like that. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.